Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live, all the way live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
And we're brought to you, of course, by Progressive. Progressive Insurance, they make bundling easy and affordable. So get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. Keep it locked here for the next 3 hours. You won't be disappointed on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am fantastic. How about yourself?
All good. Busy day, of course, but getting things done. I can't get over how quickly the days are melting away, the year is melting away, Chris, and you know, planning for this party and all that stuff. So I'm keeping busy, but it's going to be a fun time. I promise
good,
you that.
Good, yep. Good.
Just don't roast me too much.
You're making me come all the way across the country, so
yes.
It better be a fun time.
It better.
How long am I supposed to roast you for?
5 minutes. That's it.
Five minutes?
How much time you want?
No, like two.
That's all you got in you is 2 minutes? Well, I'm sorry. What am I thinking? I know. 2 minutes. Yeah, you know what? You do your best work in 2 minutes. That's what I'm told.
5 minutes it is. All right.
5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Nah, it's all good.
We got Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champion, at the bottom of the hour. That's always fun. We got the Odd Couple crew. In full effect, the super producer, Rob G, is out. So our man, Patrick Sweeka, is in running things. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. On the updates is our man, Brian the Loquacious One, Brian Finley, and social media, the great Elijah Sabunia.
Real quick, Patrick, are you there near the mic?
Yeah, I am. What's up, Rob?
Let's pull the curtain back. Chris doesn't even know this, but for people, Patrick and I, Chris, you know, have come up with a little hello, goodbye kind of thing. So every night when I leave Fox Sports Radio, I say it to Alex and to the whole crew. This is from my days at Channel 4 WDIV in
Detroit. Of course. I knew it wouldn't be anything original. Golly.
So I always say to them, you ready, Patrick?
Oh, I'm ready, Rob.
Okay, so I always say, NBC, see you later. And Patrick always says,
I'll CBS you soon, Rob Parker.
So that's our little give and take every night. It's fun.
Thank you for that. Alex, you want to comment on that?
Yes, Alex loves it. Alex, go ahead. Tell Chris he's a stick in the mud.
See you later. First off, Chris, it is one of my most enthralling moments here. What is it? CBS?
CBS You Soon.
Good, Alex. Let me hear you do it.
All right, you ready, Rob?
All right, here we go. All right, Alex. NBC You Later.
Oh, CBS You Soon, Rob.
I mean, I get the NBC You Later. But
CBS You Soon.
Patrick came up with it. ABC You Soon, Fox You Soon. It could be anything. I mean, all right.
It's like TV channel stuff.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Rob. That was fantastic.
I pulled the curtain back. Everybody's feeling better about themselves right now.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Rob, let's talk about this NBA in-season tournament, and the action is hot and heavy. And last night, the L.A. Lakers, Rob, they moved on to the semifinals, the Vegas portion of the tournament, where they will face the New Orleans Pelicans tomorrow for a chance to go to the first ever championship game of the in-season tournament. They will face the winner of the Milwaukee Bucks and the Indiana Pacers. And last night, interestingly, Rob, the Lakers, who aren't, you know, they're not a fantastic team. They are a very good team, technically a contender. But in the in-season tournament games, they're 5-0, all right? And they're rolling in the tournament. And last night, LeBron James, 31 points, 11 assists, 8 rebounds, 5 steals. What a game, especially being at 38 years old. He played 40 minutes. And they outlasted Kevin Durant and Devin Booker's Phoenix Suns, 106-103. And Rob, first let's deal with the micro quickly, because I don't think it's a huge discussion. But did you see the way that game ended, Rob?
Yes.
With the timeout call from LeBron as Austin Reeves was losing the basketball in the backcourt. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I saw what Kevin Durant talked about.
He was very diplomatic and just said that if
we got to worry about the referees at the end, then it's on us and the stuff that we could do. And I hear when you have more turnovers, Chris, in the first quarter than field goals, you know, like those are 22 for the night, but they had 10 turnovers in the first quarter and 9 buckets. Those are the things. So I understand that. I mean, was it the best officiating, Chris? No, it wasn't. But is it the end of the world?
No, I agree with you. They 22 turnovers.
They just didn't play well. And they only lost
quarter behind. I thought the Lakers outplayed them.
And they lost by 3. Think about that.
They lost by 3, right. They only led for less than 2 minutes in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, I'm with Durant, who said, look, it's one play. It's a 48-minute game. You know, that wasn't the ball game. I do think it was a smart play by LeBron as he saw Reeves losing the ball to call timeout. I don't know if they beat, you know what I mean? If he did it in time, it was hard to tell on the, even looking at it several times on replay.
Yeah, it is hard
to tell. I don't know that they got it right. I lean toward the call being late. You know, like I lean toward LeBron didn't call it in time. But to your point and Durant's point, I'm not going to throw a hissy fit over it because the Suns didn't play well enough to win anyway. But let's get to LeBron and this tournament. So, you know, there's been scuttlebutt out there, Rob, that LeBron really, now he hasn't said this, but that he really is intent on winning this tournament because it's the first in-season tournament. And he wants, you know, to add that to his legacy. What your thoughts, if LeBron and the Lakers do win this tournament, does it add anything to his legacy? Is it a big deal or not really to you?
I don't think it's a big deal at all. And here's the other thing, too. If he loses in the finals, will that count against him? No, it won't. Nobody will say, oh, who are you talking about? If you say LeBron is the finals failure of all time, and I add another L, if they lose. So which one is it? Does it matter or doesn't it matter? Or we don't know yet until he wins it. You know, like, then it matters. Because if he loses, then again, it will be another time you're in the finals of whatever it is, Chris, the tournament, the finals, and it would be another L. So because Michael Jordan didn't play in that era, he didn't lose any in-season tournaments. I don't know how that factors in. And if LeBron goes, as I said, and he loses, say they get there 3 years in a row and they lose all three, is that going to be a negative? Or like, so I only think the only people who will value it are LeBron's people if he wins. If he loses, it won't be a big deal. That's really how I think it'll factor in. And you know, the first year or something, if the Bucks demolished him in the championship, people will be like, oh, it's just an in-season game. What is this? It's no big deal. Because I think that will be the response.
I don't agree with your whole, if he lost, we can't value it if he wins it, because if he lost, would it be a big deal thing? I mean, Michael Jordan lost the years he didn't get to the finals. You know, we don't count those as losses against them. We don't count every series. How many did he win? How many playoff series did he lose?
No, but it's the finals. So it's getting to the last round.
But this isn't the finals. Nobody in their right mind would compare this to the NBA finals.
No, but you're winning something that separates you from everybody else. We're losing, if Michael Jordan loses in the first or second round, that doesn't, nobody, people lose in the first or second round. Talking about when you have a chance.
Some people
when you have a chance to win something and be, if we're going to put a value on it, then is there no value if you lose? That's my point. What's the value?
There's a value on playoffs. I mean, we don't have to argue about the value
I'm just
of
saying.
Lose and win it. Right. I just don't agree with that train of thought. And I obviously, look, first, when everybody thinks of LeBron and his legacy, they automatically think of the GOAT and more Michael Jordan conversation. Obviously, this is not really a factor in that at all. Obviously, Michael Jordan never had a chance to play in these in-season tournaments, so it won't factor in that way. But, I look, we talked about it briefly last night, Rob. I do think LeBron is trying to accomplish everything he can to try to strengthen his GOAT argument. And I think he may have conceded in his mind that he's not going to catch Jordan in championships. I mean, and at best, and I think this is a wild long shot, at best he would tie him. You know what I mean, Rob? Like, at
best. And that's a long shot.
But even then, right, that's a major long shot. I don't think he's going to tie him. I don't think he's going to win another championship. And so I think LeBron is like, look, he's assaulting the record books. He's going to have the longevity. He already has the longevity argument. And I think he, you know, this is just another thing to add a pelt on the wall, if you will. And I understand this is not even a playoff series, let alone an NBA finals. But when you're competitive, if you're in a tournament, you want to win. You know, I mean, these guys that played in college, when they went to a Christmas tournament, it didn't mean anything. It didn't even mean you were going to get into the NCAA tournament. But you want to win. So I understand how the competitiveness of the players is being ratcheted up. Kevin Durant said last night after the game, this felt like a playoff game. He said, all day I got fans, friends, and family calling me, texting me. It was like a playoff atmosphere. It felt like a playoff game. And I get that because the players are competitive. And this is something before you can win. So you want to do it, even if it's not a finals or a ring or anything. And I think, Rob, years from now, I don't think, you know, again, it won't be the NBA finals, nor is it meant to be the NBA finals. But I do think it will mean something 10 years from now, 5 years even from now, maybe 15 years, certainly. And I think it'll be a feather in people's cap. If Victor Wembanyama and Chet Holmgren end up having some great rivalry, I think when you're battling and debating about who was better, you know, rings, of course, is in there. Statistics is in there. And I think you'll be able to throw in. He won 5 in-season tournaments. See? He only won one. And for LeBron, I think obviously he'll be long and gone as far as retirement by then. But I do think to be able to look back for the LeBron like you said, Rob, those LeBron's guys that think he's the GOAT, to be able to say, man, at 38 or 39, he won the first in-season tournament. He's in his freaking 21st year, and he won the first in-season tournament. Like, I just think it'll be another feather in LeBron's cap. I don't think it puts him ahead of Jordan, but I think it'll be a feather in his cap.
And I'm going to say that deep down, after Adam Silver is no longer commissioner, there's a chance that this could go by the wayside, like the three to make two free throws. I just think...
What's wrong with it?
Not in time, I think that they'll realize that they don't really need it. That this is...
Well, it's not about need, but it does. It has created a little buzz.
Okay, I'm just
saying... That wouldn't be there if it wasn't there. It doesn't I'm just hurt. Saying,
in time, I think they might realize, or a different breed or generation of kids or players... Where they can just play, and it's not this load management and guys not wanting to play. I just see.
I don't think that's the only thing, though.
Well, but that was the driving force on trying to get people to make the games more interesting and put some more effort into them. I just think it's going to go by the wayside. Not when Adam Silver, because this is his baby, but it could in time disappear. That's what I think.
I don't know why I would. Even if it doesn't become hot, I guess it could. But I just don't see any harm in it. But let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. LeBron James, in-season tournament. Does his legacy benefit from this if he wins it? Will it be a feather in his cap? Will it add to his legacy? And if you want to throw in your thoughts and feelings overall on the tournament, I think it could become a big deal down the line in the future. Rob thinks it could be on the way out in the future. What are your thoughts? 877-99 on Fox. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And all you Odd Couple fans out there, if you miss any portion of this show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all the platforms. Just type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcasts. Download the show and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. We got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year and Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, coming up in a moment, or I should say at the bottom of the hour, not in a moment, in about 30 moments. But first, we want to go talk a little bit of baseball. And Rob, Shohei Ohtani, the biggest name on the free agent market. Of course, Juan Soto has now reportedly signed with the Yankees.
Not what?
And, or he's going to the Yankees.
Yeah, yeah. There's a trade.
There's a report out,
out there that it's happening or getting close to happening. Not official yet.
Not signed. He's not a free agent, but trade. Yeah.
Yep.
And but yeah, they're talking here in New York, Rob. They're talking like it's a done deal. But Ohtani, of course, now there are reports, Rob, that he's narrowed it down to four teams.
Which four would that be? I'm a little surprised by that because the Yankees and Mets apparently are out. So is it Boston?
No, the four that Rob G told me was four. Somebody get on that so we can get the – but he said it was the Dodgers, the Angels, the Giants, and Toronto, believe it or not. And Toronto doesn't make sense because, as you said, there's talk that he doesn't want to go to the East Coast.
Right.
So why would you go to Toronto?
I get Toronto being, Chris, obviously is in another country, in Canada, international flair, but still, it's the East Coast. And if you're going to go to the East Coast, pardon me, as you've been saying all along, why wouldn't you go on the biggest stage and play for the Yankees?
And I'm not like especially a Yankee fan.
You're not a Yankee fan. I know what you're saying.
I feel like he should be playing for the Yankees. I'm sorry, Dodgers fans, Giants fans. Those are great franchises too. I'd like to see him with the Yankees personally.
Right.
Red Sox would be hot too because obviously they're one of the national teams. And the Dodgers too. I think, Rob, if those are indeed his final four and money is, pretty much even, I think he should go to the Dodgers.
Right. No, I agree. If it's definitely about the West Coast, it's not going to be the Angels. I know they're in it. He's trying to be nice. Chris, if it was the Angels, he wouldn't be entertaining anybody else.
Right.
It would be a done deal.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay? It would just be up. They paid Trout. One of the highest paid contracts ever. So it can't be that.
That would really be a downer if he stayed with the Angels.
Oh, yeah.
And no, nothing against them, but it would probably mean we're very rarely, if ever, going to see him in the playoffs.
Chris, I 100%. And that brings us to where we are with Ohtani. And there are a couple things out there people don't really talk about. And two of them, Chris, one I brought up, and I get people want to have their own personal what they want to do for themselves and their families. I respect that. I'm not trying to be like flip with that, right? If you don't want to do something or you don't want to live in a certain place, nobody can make you do that. But for the sport of baseball, when you have a unicorn, Chris, let's just be honest. 75% of the United States lives on the East Coast or whatever it is, 65. Like, go look it up.
Is it that much?
Oh, yeah. And, Chris,
That's not including the Midwest. So you're just talking about
the East Coast? Because you remember, Detroit is in the Eastern time zone. Atlanta, like, you know what I mean?
Eastern time. But yeah, doesn't Detroit,
Detroit is Eastern. Okay. So you take Cleveland as Eastern time zone. Talking about, like 60.
So you're talking about the Eastern time zone.
Yeah, like 65, 70% of the country lives there. Do you know that? And between D.C. and Boston, Chris, the population is unbelievable, like the percentage of people who live between D.C. and live between Boston. But my point is, Shohei not entertaining playing on the East Coast is bad for baseball. Because once again, it's a situation where people are asleep, going to sleep when this guy is playing most of his games. It's just 81 games on the West Coast, Chris. You can't, he'll be on the road. He'll play. Yeah, 81 games or at home at Dodger Stadium or in Anaheim or whatever you want to say. And the other part that Buster.
Now, Rob, I just looked it up. It says 47.6%
East Coast
of Americans live in the Eastern time zone. That's still half the country.
Almost half the country.
Yeah.
That's a big number. Yep. And here's the other one, Chris. Good that you looked it up. I know it was huge. The other part, Chris, is we're not getting any juice. Here is Ohtani about to move teams, and everything's secretive. This is supposed to be like almost a decision, like for baseball. Not on LeBron's.
You mean like LeBron?
Yeah, LeBron's decision, almost. Right. Not on the same level because he's
No, I mean, baseball.
For baseball's version of it.
Yeah, it doesn't drive the social media like basketball. But you're right. I mean, he's as big as – I think he's the best player ever. I'm not saying he's the GOAT. Obviously, he'd have to accomplish – you know what I mean?
Right. But I'm
– So, yeah, I think it's – you can baseball put it on that level.
Baseball gets no juice from it because it's close-knit. Nobody knows what's going on. And he's threatened that if they leak anything out that they're going to be eliminated. You know what I mean? So. Right. There's no juice from it.
We talked about it yesterday with Dave Roberts, and God bless him. But the GM for the Dodgers came out afterwards.
What did he say?
And said he was surprised
that Dave
Roberts actually confirmed it. Yeah, and he wouldn't talk about it. Let me find exactly.
So maybe you were right. Remember, I was saying that I didn't think that was a big deal, but maybe you're right, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, they. I don't know if that – I would hope that little bit wouldn't be a huge deal. General manager Brandon Gomes admitted a few hours later after Roberts spoke that he was surprised Roberts had confirmed the meetings and refused to comment himself on them.
Wow.
That's from Buster Olney's story in ESPN on ESPN.com. Well, here, let me say a few things about that. And you're right on both counts as far as it would be great. We already said it. I'd love to see him in New York. I would be fine in Boston, Rob. Right. Boston is one of those huge teams. And I agree. I mean, you're right. It'd be better if he was on the East Coast. Michael Jordan, Rob, played in Chicago. LeBron played the bulk of his career, on the East Coast. You do get – I mean, look, there obviously have been great Lakers and Dodgers players.
Right. No doubt about it. But
you, more people just see you because your games aren't so late.
Chris, let me give you the guy that a lot of people didn't get to see. Ken Griffey Jr. playing in Seattle.
Good call.
The guy you didn't get – I don't care what you say. We know what the numbers are. We know Jr. was great. You didn't see that many games with Ken Griffey Jr. playing. He was in Seattle.
Most people that talk about Griffey's greatness – are going off the numbers and the highlights that you see on SportsCenter and all that. But you're right. The games probably, I mean, relatively speaking, it wasn't a ton of people that watched him regularly. Here's my only thing about the free agency. And Buster Olney wrote a great story about that, Rob.
Right, that's what
I just referenced in ESPN, saying the title is Shohei Ohtani's secretive free agency is a missed opportunity for him and MLB. Here's the thing, though. I covered a ton of NBA free agencies. LeBron's decision, Kevin Durant going to Golden State, all that. They're all secretive. Now, they didn't issue threats to the team. If you say a word, I'm going to hold it against you. But LeBron didn't come out after every meeting and give tell you a detailed report on what each meeting was like. What each team said to Rand, they all were secretive. And as reporters, you're talking to agents. You're talking to people, executives for the teams. You're talking to people who know the players, as friends. And that's how the information was coming out. It wasn't coming out from the player making some big announcements. And you see it can go wrong. Unfortunately for LeBron with the decision, people killed him for that.
Right.
And so I agree. I don't think you should threaten teams and say, if you leak any information, I'm not coming here or whatever it might be. But I also think to think that the players are going to come out after every meeting and discuss it. Oh, well, The Yankees told me this, and they offered that, and they,
I get that.
This or that. I've never covered an NBA one like that.
No. I don't want it to be coming from him, Chris. I get that. But because he's from a foreign country and probably has a smaller circle, like, there's nothing coming out. There's no, do you know what I mean? There's no juice. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, there aren't even the rumors. Like, hey, you know what? Boston went in and there's, like, nothing.
But I do think, don't you think that, I hear you, because it's just better. I mean, look, that's been great for basketball.
It'd be juicy. Right? Yeah, right.
It's been great. Every summer has become great for basketball because of all the free agency talk. But he probably, and you touched on it, it's probably got a lot to do with just maybe culturally, and I don't know what it's like in Japan with the free agency. But, you know, there the story by Buster Olney had a report in there how when he accepted the MVP award, he had a dog with him. And people were trying to find out the name of the dog, and he wouldn't even tell them. So it might be something cultural, you know. He just doesn't, you know, he's not always, he's doing kind of the least amount that he has to do with media in Anaheim. And so I think it might just be he doesn't really want this to become a circus. He doesn't want to, you know, I think that's just it, Rob. He doesn't want it to become a circus.
Yeah, I just
think. And that's his right.
Yeah, it is his right. And Chris, the idea that not playing on the East Coast is a disservice to the game. I mean, I saw Hideki Matsui play in the Bronx, Chris. And he was a fan favorite. They won a World Series. Hideki Matsui, Godzilla was the nickname, hit 3 home runs in that World Series in 2009 that they won, was the MVP, Chris. He didn't even start every game. Right. The guy won the MVP. He had an unbelievable. The Yankees had so many Japanese signs up on the fences, Chris. You know, advertisers.
Yep.
Games were broadcast. Hideki Matsui, I read an interview about him. He talked about what it was like to play for the Yankees, to wear that jersey, like going back to Japan, what that meant to Japanese people. You know what I mean? That he was a Yankee. And I just thought, man,
I'm stunned, Rob, that he's not visiting or he really even giving the Yankees a thought.
Right.
I'm stunned by that.
To at least talk to him, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess look, to each his own. And he is in a whole different country. If we were in a totally different country, we weren't great with the language. You know, I mean, maybe we're feeling different. He may not. I'm sure he knows the Yankees, obviously, just from even when he was just in Japan.
Right.
But he may not. You know what I mean? It just may not resonate with him like that. And again, he's talking Dodgers, so it's not like he's talking about going to some, you know, little
going to Detroit,
dunk city. Yeah, right. But you know what I mean, like. But I hear you. Like I said, I'd love to see him on the East Coast. But if he's with the Dodgers, Rob, and for him, he should go to the Dodgers.
No, I know,
because he's great individually. He's already a legend and will be one, but. It's going, like, if he goes to Anaheim or one of these other teams, Toronto, or, I mean, maybe he'll win, maybe. But right now, at least, it looks like with the Dodgers, you're going to get a chance to be on the biggest stage.
You will get a chance.
You're going to be in the playoffs, right?
There's no doubt. You'll have a chance. Right. You will have a chance.
So, all right, 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on Ohtani's free agency? Is he doing the game and even himself a disservice by, one, not considering playing on the East Coast, and two, not just, you know, allowing information to leak out about his free agency? Your thoughts next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection is in one place. You can bundle and save at Progressive.com. We got Sean Merriman, friend of the show, former All-Pro linebacker, now the founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. We'll talk to him at the bottom of the hour. That's always a lot of fun. A little bit scary, but always fun. Talking with Lights Out Merriman. Rob, let's go to the NBA for now. And the New York Knicks having a season basically that you would expect from the Knicks. Right now,
they're just in the middle of nowhere.
Right. They're the fifth seed in the East. They're 12-8. And last night, they got hammered by the Milwaukee Bucks in the quarterfinals of the play-in or the in-season tournament. And Kenny Smith on TNT was talking about what's wrong with the Knicks. And you kind of said it. They're just right there in the middle of
middle of nowhere.
Not bad enough to get the top pick. Not good enough to challenge for a championship. Right.
And remember, they beat Cleveland last year in the first round, and you know that was a nice kind of series win for them. And but that was it. And that's where they are.
And that was, you knew that's as far as they were going. Here is Kenny Smith on TNT's Inside the NBA last night talking about the Knicks.
This is why the Knicks are going to stay in the middle. Every game that they play, they always have the second best player. You play Boston, you got the second or third best player. You play Orlando with Bancaro. They don't have a player that's better than Bancaro. Milwaukee, we know they don't. Philadelphia, they don't. The Indiana Pacers, Tyrese Haliburton is the best player on the floor, if you say that.
Correct.
If you play the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler is the best player on the floor. You play the Cleveland Cavaliers, you have
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah. You don't have the best player on the floor no night. Now, they could play better than you, but they are not walking into the gym and saying,
you have no margin for error.
You know what?
And today, Rock, quickly before you go, there was a report by Shams Charania, who obviously breaks a lot of NBA news, today saying that the Knicks are in the market trying to trade for a superstar. I bet they are.
They've been trying to lure a superstar for 20 years. Now they got enough to trade when they wouldn't get Donovan Mitchell because they didn't want to give up all of the draft picks that they had stockpiled. Remember that? How long ago was that?
And a lot of people will tell you Danny Ainge, who's running the Jazz, was only going to trade Mitchell to the Knicks if he absolutely just fleeced them.
Right. No, I get that.
But to your point, I think ultimately Kenny's right. There are exceptions. You covered the Pistons in 2004 when they beat the Shaq Kobe Lakers. Obviously, they didn't have the best player on the floor. The Seattle Supersonics back to 1979.
It's happened a couple times.
Those
but not
are
enough,
only right. two times recently. And of course, look, when Dallas beat the Heat, and really it was the Heat melting down, in my opinion. But Dirk was at least a superstar, but the Heat had the two best players on the floor, LeBron and Wade, and lost.
I was going to say, Chris, in listening to Kenny Smith, I know he's from New York and everything, but he sounded like Mark Jackson. Did you hear
his voice?
Yeah, he sounded like when he was breaking it down and talking about the Knicks. It was weird. It was sound like
the content or the voice?
The voice. He sounded like Mark Jackson. And He really did, and it was just kind of weird. But anyway, his point is well taken, and that's well thought out, and I think he's right. And if you're the Knicks, Chris, you got to do something. The worst place to be is where they are. It's nowhere land. It's the worst. You'd rather bottom out and get and hope and pray you get a Wimby or you get, you know what I mean? Like, you got to, it's either that or you got to be good. The middle, you get nothing. You just get just enough talent to stay where you are, but not enough to change your position. And that's a bad spot to be in, and that's where the Knicks are. They're nothing.
Yeah, and let me quickly, Rob, I'm going to take a quick tangent just to clarify something we said last segment. When Mark Moseley, the kicker for the Washington Redskins, won the MVP in 1982, that was a strike-shortened year. Remember, they only played 9 games.
Right, okay, yeah. Okay.
And the Redskins won the Super Bowl. Joe Theismann was their quarterback. He had 13 touchdowns, 8 picks.
Unbelievable, Chris.
It was hard to say. 9 picks, actually. 13 touchdowns, 9 picks.
He
didn't get the award. John Riggins, and we remember Riggins. Riggins was a great player. He was their leading rusher that year. He's a Hall of Famer, Rob, but that year he averaged 3.1 yards a carry.
Unbelievable. It was a different, NFL. It was.
Right. And so I guess they figured, hey, the kicker hit 95% of his kicks, 20 for 21 that year. So he got
that ain't
it.
No MVP season. No,
that's
sorry.
Kind of an embarrassment that guy actually won MVP. No offense to him. But, yeah, back to the Knicks, Rob. Here's what I think. Yes, try to get the superstar. Rob, let's just look off the top of our heads at the last few teams to win championships. Denver, Nikola Jokic. Who won it? Golden State, Steph Curry. Giannis with Milwaukee. LeBron with the Lakers. Kawhi with Toronto. Then you had the Warriors years. Then you had LeBron in 2016. I mean, just keep going back. Yes, we talked about it. Probably the only 2 years, Rob, in modern history where a team without a superstar won it was Detroit in 04 and the Seattle Supersonics in 79. This is what I think you would have to do. If you can't get the superstar, because to your point, they've been trying for years, for decades. They got Melo, and you know what happened there. They never got past the second round. And that was only one time they even got that far. Rob, I think if you can't get the superstar, what you have to do, and these, I don't know that these are the types of players to do this, but you would have to, and I think it could work in today's NBA. You would have to get players that can shoot the lights out and you play 5-man basketball. Most teams today play 1 or 2-man basketball. 1-man where you iso your best player a lot and he creates everything for everybody. Or high pick and roll, everybody spaces around the two, you know, pick and roll guys. And you either do something in the pick and roll or you kick it out to the shooters. That's basically how most teams play. If you play a 5-man brand of basketball where it's equal opportunity to offense, the ball is popping. It's moving around. It's not sticking. Nobody's dribbling too much. And you can shoot. And you can defend. And defense is just hard if you have the requisite level of athleticism and strength. Then I think you could make some noise. I'll go to, like, when San Antonio ran through the Heat in 2014. Now, granted, they had Tim Duncan. But Tim Duncan was old. He wasn't, you know, the Tim Duncan of his greatness.
Right.
Tony Parker was even a tad old at that point. And Manu, same thing. They ran through the Heat, and I get the Heat were a bit banged up with Wade Bosch, but they moved the ball. They played smart basketball and team basketball. Rob, Golden State. Nobody thought Golden State was going to ever even win a championship, let alone 4, right? When Steve Kerr took over. What'd he do? Before that, and Mark Jackson did a great job with them defensively, and they were a really good 50-win team. But they were just doing the same thing everybody else did offensively, which was high pick and roll with Steph. And then Kerr came in and said, you know what? We're going to move the basketball. Steph's going to be off the ball, moving, running off screens and getting jump shots. And they start, the rest is history. They play five-man basketball in a one- or two-man ball league. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Steph was not supposed to be all that. He's from Davidson. Draymond, second-round pick. Klay, late lottery pick from Washington. And so I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying if you don't have a superstar, to me, that is the way you have to play to win big in the NBA if you don't have a superstar.
Yeah, I mean, and it takes some luck, Chris, just what you said. Getting some players and being fortunate that it all meshes together. It's a tough spot to be in. And people are going to go to the Garden and sell out and buy tickets because they're basketball fans in New York. They love basketball. They love the Knicks.
And they at least can see the opponent.
Well,
the opponent's superstar.
But you know what I mean. People want to go to the Garden. And no, I know.
It is a great atmosphere.
It is.
And I'll give the Knicks credit. Yeah, because Madison Square Garden, Rob, you know, great place to watch basketball. Rappers, superstars, celebrities in the crowd, in the front row, first 10, 20 rows. That's awesome. But you know, they've renovated it, and it's really nice now. Before the renovation, it was not one of the top arenas in terms of, you know, technology.
It was outdated.
But now it's actually really nice with the renovation, so I'll give them credit for that.
And for people who have never been there, you know, it's like going to a theater because they darken the seats, the house, and only the court is lit. Right. So it feels like you're on stage. It really is a great atmosphere. And, you know, I covered a million games there and love being in that building for basketball. But that's where the Knicks are. They just don't. And the frustration of fans and people thinking that they had something going. And then two years ago they fell off, Chris, after that one year they beat they were supposed to beat the Hawks. You remember that?
Trae Young. That was a year. I mean, Trae is a clutch guy. You know, he's got that heart. But even Rob, if they had won that, though, you know what I mean?
No. I'm just saying, they felt good about that because they felt like they finally got Julius Randle, who
they thought maybe he'll be our guy.
Exactly, right. like that. And then the next year, he had that bad year. The very next year.
Look, they've got three really good players: Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, R.J. Barrett. But they're not the type of players, Rob, to play the way I just suggested. And they're not, you know, none of them are like a superstar for sure. I mean, you're stretching it a tad to even say they're stars. Put up numbers, right? I mean, if you want to call Julius Randle a star, okay. You want to call Jalen Brunson now a star, okay. But you know what I'm saying? Like, but that Detroit team, here's the thing too, Rob, that Detroit team, and I guess you could say this about the Knicks. Chauncey Billups had been a bust before he went to Detroit. But he was a top pick. What was Chauncey, the fourth pick in the draft? Something like that?
I was
third
say,
pick, I think.
Was he third?
I think he was third. Rasheed Wallace was a top four pick, I believe. So they had, like Jeff Van Gundy used to say this, like, They didn't have, you know, what you might expect from a top three pick for your career. But that when you're that level of pick, usually it means you got major league talent. And Chauncey and Rasheed had that, Rob.
Right.
And then, don't forget, you know what I mean?
And then, you know, Rip was an underperforming player in D.C., you know what I mean? And he blossomed with
and
the
he
Pistons.
Put up numbers.
No, right.
You know, in D.C., he was a 20-point scorer there.
But I'm telling you, when Michael Jordan made that trade with Joe Dumars, he thought he fleeced Joe D.
I did, too. I thought Stackhouse.
Right.
Stackhouse was Jerry Stackhouse. Stackhouse had Had he led the league, he's one or two in the league.
He was number two one year, Chris. He was number two with the Pistons.
29 a game or
so,
something.
So Michael thought, oh, man, you know what I mean?
That's where – go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and Rip, you remember, he had issues staying healthy a little bit early on in Washington. So,
but see, that's where Rob putting together a team. And, again, that team wasn't necessarily the ball popping and moving all the time. But Joe Dumars built a team. Chauncey, Rip, Rasheed, Ben Wallace, Tayshaun Prince.
Yep, that was a good pick. I mean, Tayshaun, 22.
Right, and he wasn't a star, but he fit. Like, that's the thing. All those guys fit. So what I would say, I gave my formula, but there are others. But the common denominator is somehow you got to get guys that are unselfish,
and that
don't
fit.
Care about the individual numbers. And it's not going to be one guy, you know, trying to outshine everybody. You're going to play as a team. And that's what those Pistons did, Rob. And they were able to beat
I saw it every night, Chris, for 8 years. You know, it was an incredible run. It really was. It was a fun place to be. They sold out the building every night. It was great. It was going to work. Remember that? Going to work. Yep.
That's what they did. They may have been out, you know, by this point, maybe they weren't going to win it. But remember, they traded Chauncey for Iverson. Now, Iverson would have been that superstar, right? I mean, I get he was kind of on the tail end, but he had put up big numbers in Denver.
They had to make a move because, remember, they lost three straight Eastern Conference. You know what I
mean?
You couldn't bring back the same team again. Like, they just had to
make Chauncey was probably the wrong guy to trade. He was such a great leader. You know what I mean?
But in order to get somebody.
Denver got to the conference championship that year.
Because Chauncey lost four straight conference finals.
Yeah.
Because remember, he lost in Denver. He lost with Denver and three with the Pistons.
Right.
He lost four straight. I mean, Chauncey was that close to maybe going to four straight NBA finals. He was in four.
Chauncey is an interesting case for Hall of Fame.
Oh, he is.
He's an interesting one. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Knicks basketball. What in the world can the Knicks do to become a championship-level team? Do they need a superstar? Your thoughts next, Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.